Jacinta Allen is the Bendigo East MP, and she joins us on the show this morning for a catch-up. Jacinta, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you this morning? It is a beautiful day.
Isn't it? And doesn't life just seem that little bit better? Like yesterday, it was just gorgeous, you know, when the sun's shining and there's a lovely breeze. And, you know, as I said, I was out at the Botanical Gardens and just having a, well, I want to say a picnic. I was having an Angus burger from McDonald's. But anyway, it still classifies. But, yeah, it just makes you feel that little bit better, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And it also, you know, you can feel that Christmas is coming, and we're all starting to get, just life starting to get back to a little bit more like normal, or a lot more like normal in many instances.
Well, talking of that, let's look forward a bit as more events start to come back. The Easter Fair, there's been obviously cancellations, and there's been a lot of discussion in relation to exactly what form it might take when it comes back. But fingers crossed, that's on the way.
Oh, look, it is great to be able to have seen the confirmation, I think, late last week, over the weekend, that the Bendigo Easter Festival and the organisers and the City of Greater Bendigo can really plan the 2022 event with certainty. And, you know, it was a real shame to have seen the event cancelled over the past couple of years because of COVID and the restrictions. And it's such a special time, Easter in Bendigo. I know many people who grew up in Bendigo come back and visit their family, visit friends. So it's a really special time, and there's so much activity going on. So it does bring important, you know, people in bodies in our restaurants having meals, and people filling our motels. So it's such an important event for our city, as well as culturally important, given this historical significance of the event. So it's great to see that the event, of course, barring any other hideous strains, but that's not going to happen, is it? We're all pushing forward. We're all vaccinated, and we can see the event going ahead in 2022.
Yeah, I reckon I was about 3 months into my tenure moving to Bendigo when I had my first Easter Fair experience, and it blew my socks off. Just, you know, exactly how big it is. The parade was fantastic, and there's just such a vibrant feel to the place. It's wonderful.
It certainly is, and you know, growing up in Bendigo, every, you know, we turned out every year. You'd go to the, you know, go to the rides, watch the parades, have a go on the spinning wheels and the lucky dips. Like, it's such a, there's so many, I think for so many of us, there's great childhood memories, and then to be able to share that with our own children and other people who, like you've said, you've moved to Bendigo and got the experience of the Bendigo Easter Festival. And then there's that very special component that is the Chinese part of our parade, and how that has such historical cultural significance for our city in terms of going back to the Gold Rush era, and how Bendigo was formed, and then how the Chinese participation, the parade started off as a way to raise funds for the then Bendigo Hospital, nearly more than a century ago. So, and to see it today remain such a strong, vibrant part of the parade with our new dragon that turned out a couple of years ago. It's for all of these reasons and so many more that the festival's important. And I think it also signifies an end to COVID, you know, being able to celebrate and plan and celebrate the Easter Festival really does see makes it feel like those difficulties of the last couple of years are well and truly getting behind us.
Yeah. Talking of COVID as well, it's great to see the vaccination rates at such a high. And, you know, you can, as a part of that opening up, you can feel that, yes, it is a situation now where we have to live with it. But at the same time, the vaccination rates are so high that the vast majority of people have done and are doing the right thing to let us get on with stuff.
It's been wonderful. And I think we've spoken about this before on your program, just the way Central Victoria has led, you know, the nation, really. I think we clocked 95% double dosed a good week or more ago. And obviously the rest of the state caught up with us up to 90% over the weekend. And it really, I think, and I know I've said this before, but I do want to repeat it. The work that the staff at Bendigo Health have done in setting up the mass vaccination centre, making it very easy for people to go and get vaccinated, and then all the other health professionals and GPs and pharmacy work around Bendigo who made it just so easy for Central Victorians to get vaccinated. It was safe, it was easy, and people responded. And that is, again, why we can go into Christmas. We can have, you know, restaurants full, summer events calendar. I know the city have got a big summer events calendar. It's going to be, it's because of that hard work of Central Victorians and Victorians more broadly that we can get to this point.
No, it's fantastic. And the dog's obviously happy as well, which is great.
Dog's thrilled. The dog is absolutely thrilled. He particularly loves it when cars pull up out the front.
Oh, fair enough. Hey, Jacinta, great to chat, and we'll do so on a regular basis on Mondays, and really appreciate your time. Have a great day.
Yeah, good to talk. Have a wonderful week. Thank you.
Jacinta Allen, our East Bendigo MP on the Wake Up Calls.